glass in her hand. She came down there. I whispered in my ear.
There's a woman. If that's true, someplace in this world, some guy's walking around with two girls. All my life, I wanted to have a girl for myself. So what happens? I am unattractive because of overweight. So I weigh 220 pounds. So what? I could handle it. I'm 5 feet. So I figure I gotta lose weight. So I went to this doctor. So the doctor says, you're lucky to come to me because I got a new method. You take these pills. Whenever you feel hungry, you don't have to eat nothing. Just take a pill. Very simple, huh? So is the doctor. The first week, I gained 9 pounds. I ate 7,000 pills. I was starving. Just take a bunch of pills, and I chopped them up, made a little pill burger. Pretty soon, I was breaking out in little bumps. The pills were popping out of my skin. They're all different color pills, brown, green, and pink. With the instructions, take a brown an hour before breakfast, the green an hour before lunch, and the pink at 4 o'clock, which was very difficult as I don't get up until 20 to 5. And you gotta take the brown pill in the morning before you get out of bed. Because once you get out of bed, you're so hungry from yesterday, you could eat up everything in the whole house. The furniture, the oilcloth, the stove, the maid comes in the morning and she can't find nothing, just an empty house there. And you're lying in a room looking very strange with your body protruding at odd angles from the furniture that you devoured. And here's the way the pills work. You take the brown pill. As soon as you take it, your tongue pisses onto the roof of your nose and it stays that way until you take the green one. You take the green one, your jaws clamp together, stay this way until you take the pink one. You take the pink pill, you fall asleep in the morning, you wake up in time to take the brown one again. Do this for 30 days, you lose weight. You have the nicest figure in the whole cemetery, and they bury in an envelope. And this envelope used to hold the pills.
What causes indigestion is the stomach congestion under abnormal conditions. What causes indigestion is the stomach congestion under abnormal conditions. Improper mastication is the cause of such. Overseasoned foods and eating too much. Because you see, it creates fermentation, then develops inflammation, and it ends in indigestion. I shall mention the results of indigestion when it reaches inflammation. Through its gaseous condition, there's internal disruption, as for instance, constipation, which brings about appendicitis. The patient then offends with halitosis, and so you must consult a dietitian and take proper precaution against this indigestion. As an expert physician, without exaggeration, I shall treat with rheumatism. Caused by uric acid poisoning the sanguine fluid, and with heartburn you are inflicted. and other diseases such as strychnia, dyspepsia, and perhaps asthma, other heart troubles would be dilation and also palpitation, all caused through indigestion. The acme of surgery therapeutic discovery is a boon to humanity. Long ago, it was with difficulty and great uncertainty a doctor prescribed his remedy. But you must know as the ages roll, her secrets to man nature will unfold. And so you must send your offspring to study at a university the secrets of vitalogy.
By Unibrow.
Ricky Bates.
Heute früh verlässt sich das Haus. Die Leute sehen wie Gemüse aus. Frau Karotte, Herr Kartoffel gehen Hand in Hand. Der Nico Kohl guckt zu, da kommt noch jemand. Familie Mangold, ja guten Morgen. Der Kleine ist groß und seine Blätter. Auf der Birne sind sie. Begossen, nun geht es ihm besser. Und wer kommt da vorbei? Fräulein Spargel in Begleitung eines jungen Gemüse, genannt Erbsenklein und der Gipfel. Jeden Tag muss einen neuen verführen. Mal ist das ein Radieschen, mal ist das ein Spinat. Mal ist das ein Spinat, mal ein Radieschen. Vom Mund nehme ich kein Blatt und sage es, wie es ist. Dieser lange Spargel ist die größte Nutte unter den Gemüsen. Dieser lange Spargel ist die größte Nutte unter den Gemüsen. Dieser lange Spargel.
Against the gallery marches, Ford Ho going down with starches. Now the battle of the bulges in full swing. No more cake with icing wavy, butter bread and pork chop gravy. All pounds on mind is quite a heavy thing. Protein against the calorie marches, forward hoeing down with starches. Now the battle of the bulges in full swing. No more cake with icing wavy, buttered bread and pork chop gravy. All pounds on mind is quite a heavy thing. Protein against the calorie marches, forward hoeing down with starches. Now the battle of the bulges in full swing. No more cake with icing wavy, buttered bread and pork chop gravy. All pounds on mind.
2 weeks later, Mr. Weekly, a man reborn through food, visits his organic gardening angel.
Hiya, punk.
How's it going, Birdman?
Look, it walks, it talks.
And it gets it on regular, too. Those health foods saved my life.
How do you feel?
Thanks to health foods, I feel beautiful.
So, you got it all together, eh?
Right.
Solid.
I moved out of the Crystal Arms Hotel. I live in a swell commune. I got a girlfriend, and I can dance.
Far out. Too much.
I'm a steeplejack now.
Incredible.
I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, climb a 30-story building, paint it blue, climb down, have an organic lunch, usually an avocado sandwich with bean sprouts and safflower mayonnaise. Then I climb back up the building and paint it green.
Go, man, go!
I know who I am now, and it's not Mr. Weekly.
Who are you, then?
I'm Health Man, zap, bang, pow, voom, flash, twinkle, pop, bingo sort of thing. Oops.
Hey, you stepped in my wastebasket.
Yes, but I didn't trip.
Ah, you've only begun to trip.
Nap, crazy as a loon. Tell what I can of this green man from t'other side of the moon. Oh, He was a lean, he was a green, he was a lean green vegetable fiend. From Juno on the other side of the moon, oh. With pointed ears and pointed nose, with pointed chin and pointed toes. The likes of him you won't be meeting with soon, oh. He's a lot greener than a doctor's pill, and brother, it ain't chlorophyll. But just the same, you'd like this little goon. He's never mean, just lean and green. You'd love this little vegetable fiend. From Juno on the other side of the moon, oh. I heard a rap, 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 and then a tap, 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 coming from my window. What I saw there, 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 made my poor hair, hair, hair stand right up on end, oh. For what appeared, peered, peered was just so weird, weird, weird. I felt like I ought to swoon. Into my home, home, home came this green gnome, gnome, gnome from t'other side of the moon, oh. He was a lean, he was a green, he was a lean green vegetable fiend. From Juno on the other side of the moon, oh. With pointed ears and pointed nose, with pointed chin and pointed toes. The likes of him you won't be meeting with soon, oh. He's a lot greener than a doctor's pill, and brother, it ain't chlorophyll. But just the same, you'd like this little goon. He's never mean, just lean and green. You'd love this little vegetable fiend. From Juno on the other side of the moon, oh. From Juno on the other side of the moon, oh, ho, ho.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wrapped up the first portion of this evening's program. We hope that you are feeling vigorous at this time. That's right, Claudia. You feel vigorous. Very vigorous. Thank you. She'd also like to thank you, by the way, for enjoying her episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank last week. She had a good time doing it for you. She's a good little curator. Who's a good little curator? I don't remember if I said it now, so I better say it again. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up the first portion of the program. Yes, I did say all this before, but I'm not going to edit this, so there. So there. It's my prerogative. I think we're all clear on that. Anyway, let's go on to the radio obituaries, shall we? Let's do it now. It's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. As we begin, as I always do, I gotta remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Our initial radio obituary tonight is for Evaldo Gouveia, the Brazilian singer-songwriter who participated mostly in the post-bossa nova urban popular music scene in Brazil. So there. He started his career at the tender age of 11, formed a band in the 1950s called Trio Nago, and went on to Rio to pursue a solo career shortly thereafter. He achieved stardom, and that's why we're talking about him right now as the initial radio obituary. Oh, by the way, he did just pass away at 91. It's the initial radio obituary for Evaldo Gouveia right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
The Post initial radio obituary is for Sonny Cox, the jazz alto saxophonist. He started out in Cincinnati playing with The Rocks, which was a group that backed Jackie Wilson, Solomon Burke, Laverne Baker, and other soul artists. In 1955, he met organist Ken Prince, and they began working in Chicago, going on to form the Three Souls in 1964, with the addition of the drummer Robert Shai. They went on to record albums for Argo Cadet. Sonny Cox just passed away at 82. He's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Renee Claude, the Canadian actress and interpretive singer. She just passed away at 80. It's the next radio obituary for Renee Claude right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Même verre, la tisane des bons copains, et qu'aux quatre coins de la terre, et le fiel tournera raisin, quand nous allumerons nos pipes au flambeau d'une liberté, gagnée au prix d'une salive, et non à celui d'une épée. Ce jour, je porterai feuilles de gui. Ce jour, bras s'enchaînent. Je ne sais plus trop bien qui j'aime. Si je dois mordre ou bien lécher, dresser la corde ou la brûler. Vienne la saison des colombes et celle des feuilles de gui. Que l'on s'arrête, on dit les gens de la tournée. Je les ai vus de ma fenêtre. Moi, c'est ici que je suis née. L'autre village est plus joli. Il y a des filles pour l'amour et leur cœur n'est pas étourdi par le son troublant d'un tambour. Voyant marcher l'acrobate sur un fil tendu dans ma cour, mon cœur s'est arrêté de battre. J'ai pensé que c'était l'amour. Mon ami Jean, mon seul ami, c'est la faute au bruit des fanfares, à trop d'étoiles sur leurs habits. Si j'ai laissé ta main un soir, pourtant sans marcher sur la tête, sans jongler avec des poignards, tu es mon cirque, tu es ma fête. Reviens reprendre ton décor. Pour toi seul j'aurai des bravos et des rires et des cris fous, et je passerai le chapeau aux enfants qui riront de nous. Les acrobates sont partis en jonglant avec mon bonheur et leurs guirlandes dans la pluie sont oubliées comme mon cœur.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Little Gary Ferguson. Nashville's answer to Little Stevie Wonder, he began his career at the tender age of 6, was noticed by DJ William Hoss Allen at the age of 7, who ended up putting him on his television soul showcase, The Beat, which I name of because there's 4 exclamation points in between You Tell Me, Please. He was on several times singing and dancing alongside other artists like Barbara Lynn and Freddie King. As late as 1966, you know, the age of 8, he played with Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, the Count Five, and the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band in Los Angeles. Not much else is known about him because he kind of disappeared at age 8. Little Gary Ferguson just passed away at 62. We gotta thank our ambassador, Feel Good, Scott Cornish, for noticing his passing and letting us know, because there's really not much out there to indicate that this happened. So thank you, ambassador. And also let me take this opportunity to thank each and every member of the ever-embiggening staff here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We couldn't do it without you. We all do it for you, the listener, especially as we begin the penultimate radio obituary for Little Gary Ferguson right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. as we begin the Ultimate Radio Obituary, we got to continue the theme of thanking members of our ever and beginning staff here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're going to thank our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., for making sure this next one didn't fall through the cracks. The Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Arthur Hoyle, the jazz trumpeter and musician who began playing in local clubs and ballrooms in Indiana around the age of 15. And then after he went into the Air Force, he came back and joined the Sun Ra Orchestra. He went on to work with Lionel Hampton, Gene Ammons, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Woody Herman, Billy Eckstein, Sinatra, many, many others. Arthur Hoyle just passed away at 90. It's the Ultimate Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And in the summer's worse, cause I'm out there fanning flies. I just ought to beat you to death. Come here, treat me like that. The clothes I buy for you is what I thought you always wanted. You would like putting sneakers on a rooster.
Oh, baby, I can't be all that, baby.
Girl, I hope you love change in the future. Cause love you is like putting sneakers on a rooster. Get out of my face. Don't take them to the laundry, man.
I'm sure we can straighten this out, baby.
Uh-uh. Ooh. Uh-huh.
I'll change, honey.
It looks like all of that.
I'm crazy about you, baby, but I just ain't got the price. Crazy about you, baby, but I just ain't got the price. You're a high class mama, so I guess it ain't no dice. Going back home, get my old gal Sue. Going back home, get my old gal Sue. She ain't the caviar kind, just plain old kidney stew. Kidney stew, old kidney stew is fine. Old kidney stew, old kidney stew is fine. You can have your money, just keep your peace of mind. I love that girl, bet the schoolboy loves his pie. Yes, I love that girl, bet the schoolboy loves his pie. I'm gonna keep on loving her till the day I die. Wake up, old maid, don't you know your time ain't long? Wake up, old maid, don't you know your time ain't long? 10 more good years and your youth will all be gone. Now it ain't no fun when you're sleeping by yourself. No, it ain't no fun when you're sleeping by yourself. Well, it ain't no fun when your woman's got somebody else. Going back home, get my old gal Sue.
Freedom means being able to say what's on your mind and speak right out. Talk about the things we know that should be better. And freedom means being able to make your space and time. And if we try, there's no doubt that we can work it all out together. Sister, lend a helping hand. And brother, heed the call. A brand new day is dawning on us all. You know, we're children of the sun, and we're heading home again. There's a long journey ahead, so we might as well begin. Our true selves are somewhere out beyond the stars. It's time for us to try uniting. We gotta make a whole new scene. And maybe then we'll understand.
Just what
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Arthur Hoyle, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. One final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. And then we'll be back next week with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. We'll hang out with you all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you know we're going to have a wonderful time, because it's what we do when we're together. So let's keep on doing it forever and for real. So, one final tune, Automatron. We'll be back here next week after hanging out all week long. Remember the whole time that it's all about love here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And it's nice to be nice when you know that you're nice. And if you see somebody walking around without a smile, give them yours and say, mm-mm, that felt good. It's all we ask. It's not too much. Can't wait to see you back here next week on your Freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. We'll be right back.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.